Blackstone Audio presents National Security by Mark Cameron. For Victoria, oh so smart, and oh so pleasant. Out of every 100 men, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 are just targets. 9 are the real fighters, and we are lucky to have them, for they make the battle. Ah, but the one is a warrior, and he will bring the others back. Heraclitus, 500 BC. Prologue. Deliver me from workers of iniquity, save me from bloody men. Psalms 59, verse 2. Sunday, 30 August, Nimble Rock, Colorado. Mahir Halibi saw blood as filth, but in war such filth was plentiful and an absolute necessity. The young Saudi wiped his hands on a shop towel, leaving a fresh crimson streak on the grimy cloth. The night guard, a Hispanic man about his age with a large belly and new running shoes, lay face down, eyes slammed wide, as they had been when Halibi's blade caught him by surprise. A dark pool blossomed on the concrete next to the obscene wound that opened his neck. White cords from an iPod trailed from his ears, one cord cut neatly in two and partially embedded in the gore. Glistening flies from three stinking garbage trucks buzzed around the dead man, crowding his sightless eyes for a spot to lay their eggs. It had taken Halibi and his two cousins over 2 hours of constant, back-breaking labor to unload 360 bags of fertilizer from two moving vans and distribute them, not nearly as long as the year it had taken to collect them in small purchases across the Rocky Mountain West. The overpowering smell of ammonium nitrate stung the back of Alibi's throat and caused him to gag, setting the thick, sausage-like tubes of Tovex.